The small parquet square is bordered by old houses. Along St. Catherine Street, there is one house that will draw your attention, higher and wider than the others. Its careful construction, completely in stone, shows the wealth of its owners at the time. The sculptured decorations on the openings can be dated back to the end of the Middle Ages. The interwoven moulding running under the windows was current at the end of the 15th century and can be found on many houses in the town. This large house has four floors. Above the ground floor are two floors of living accommodation and an attic under the eaves. Inside, the floors are reached by a large spiral staircase. Certain rooms possess other features of comfort, typical of rich households. Stone fireplaces, earthenware tiles on the floor and window seats. Stone bands built into the window frame. This house belonged to a rich family of master tanners, the Suir, who lived and worked here until 1836. It is one of the tanneries that were established in the town of Saint-Lucertuis from the Middle Ages. This was a flourishing trade during the 16th and 17th centuries, led by a few families who passed the trade on from father to son. These master tanners were part of the local middle classes and were able to put up the necessary funds required for the production of leather, as the profits were not immediate. The procedures of transforming skins into leather were in fact very lengthy. From the purchase of the fresh animal skins in the abattoirs of the region and the drying of the leather after tanning, more than 1 year's work was often necessary. These tanneries were all installed near to the river, as lots of water was required to prepare the leather. They combined living accommodation at the front of the house overlooking the road and an area of work at the back of the house directly overlooking the Tuileries. Here, in the garden of the Suir house, there is the remains of an open external gallery on two levels. Built out of wood, brick and stone, it is similar to the façades of the old timber-framed houses of the town. Well ventilated, it was probably intended for drying the tanned skins. A delicate procedure, and therefore very well controlled to avoid the skins rotting or cracking. By taking the alleyways running alongside the houses and their gardens, you can rejoin the Tuileries.